snap into a slim jam. Ooh, yeah, darn it.
You fight or die.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Parental discretion is advised, darn it.
Ow, ow.
Dude, ow. Smack money for John Williams.
Did you just say if you're a Spielberger?
Oh, now we pick back up where we left off last time. I do not have the right equipment. This thing's a piece of shud. Oh, man, hurry up and give me stuff to do. I think Tom Cruise is an idiot. He just looks like a sweaty little turd. If you said turd in my house, well, I've said it on the show before. We were streetwalker trucker types that first taught me to use the phrase penis breath.
It's borrowing if you have permission. Dildo Baggins. It's probably Bilbo's lost cousin.
Good old sex toy Baggins. You're stupid. You're a retard. None of this makes up for the lack of Brian. Will you survive until then is the question.
This is Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Erin Gray, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Everybody, hey one and all, hello mom. She's probably not listening. Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is ELR, episode number 149, one episode away from 150. That is half of 300, which double that and you get 600. You could do math all day, but I won't bother you with that. What is today? August 28, 2007. Welcome back. I'm Scott Johnson. I'll introduce you to the boys in a minute. Big special thanks for sponsoring the show to GoDaddy.com. Get your next.com name or hosting package or SSL certificate or whatever the crap you need. These guys will take care of it for you. Use WOW1. Oh, no, wrong one. Use, what is it? Life1, Life2, or Life3, and you'll save money on the next.com domain. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com. Also, special thanks to YouBuyNow.com. The best collectibles you can find anywhere. So go check them out. Use Extra Life as your code and save 15%. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the show. We have a very special show today. Yeah, jawohl. A special warning, just real quick. If you're German, you may want to turn off the podcast now. Because I can't guarantee. Well, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, let's jump right in. Let's introduce the regulars. And we have a special guest today that deals directly with my crappy German accent. First and foremost, Obsidian from CommissionComic.com. Welcome to the program, sir.
That was your German accent?
It's bad, dude. I told you it was bad. It's not good. It's terrible. You know,
it's non-existent.
No, dude.
But you're like that guy that announces that he's going to do something bad and therefore thinks that it's okay. I mean, just because you announce it doesn't mean it's okay to do it.
That's entirely true. That's true. Obsidian and I flew solo last week. That doesn't make sense. The two of us were the only ones here.
Yeah, that sounded
so
very
wrong.
Yeah. I did not fly solo with Scott.
Yes. But Brian, who missed 2 weeks in a row, the big scum-sucking bag of cheese, is right here with us now. Brian, hello.
Hey, only one of those was my fault.
Oh, which one? Oh, the second one, yeah.
Yeah, the week before that, you didn't show up at all.
I was out of town, dude. Oh, you showed up and waited around, sure.
Yeah, I was here. You just didn't show up. Now I heard you mention GoDaddy before the show, and you was talking about them. I got a good report on these guys.
Oh, do it.
I did last year after Who Wants to Be a Superhero.
Yeah,
I decided to start a website called RejectedHeroes.com.
Nice.
About two days after I had purchased the domain name, Scott Johnson pointed out that I had spelled it wrong. So.
Which is unusual for me to point that out, because usually I let that stuff fly. I don't even notice it.
So how did you spell it?
Heroes, but instead of H-E-R-O-E-S, I just had O-S.
Yeah,
no E-S.
Oh, man.
So
only really dumb guys would ever get to the site, but that was awesome.
Yeah. I got a little disheartened after that, and I just didn't ever do anything to decide after that. I was like, well, crap it.
Yeah.
I could always go buy the other one, but I didn't. But anyway, just a couple of days ago, I got an email from GoDaddy saying, oh, we automatically renewed your your rejected hero's name. I'm like, crap, no, I don't want that thing. I'm done with it. And so they'd already charged me for it. And it was my own fault because by default, I think it's set to auto-renew anyway.
Yeah.
And so I went back and I
you explained
and
your
I went
case.
Back to GoDaddy and I just told him, I sent him an email and I said, hey, GoDaddy, I said, dude, I didn't mean to get this thing renewed. And so they sent me some kind of canned response and I was getting kind of frustrated, but a guy called me tonight. They called me directly from GoDaddy, and he said he was going to refund my money for me.
Nice.
So,
see? Those guys take care of you, man. I'm telling you.
And they've already done it. It's already been refunded. About 10 minutes after he said he was going to do it,
now,
it was done.
Now
I can't stay enough.
You got like your $4 back. Wow.
Now some other...
Yeah, well, it was like $9.
$6.95, yeah.
Yeah. Now some sucker who can't spell can get that name. It's open and free and available to them.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be a lot of fun? He's going to do it again.
Guaranteed.
How would you pronounce that though? I mean, the heroes without the E. How would you pronounce it?
Heroes.
Rejected heroes.
That almost sounds right coming out of your mouth. Anyway, we have a special guest.
Mexican sites.
Yes, speaking of Mexicans, just kidding. Speaking of Europeans, well, coming back to the show, and the creator of our weekly mashup is Sebastian. Sebastian, welcome back to the show, sir.
Woo, yay!
Good to have you here. It's like 4 a.m. there.
It is.
4:17.
4:17. Dude, that's really early. Did you get any sleep, or did you just stay up to do this?
No, I got like a good 4 hours in.
Really? You're laying there now, and you're like, your whitey-tidies, and... Just talk.
Are you naked?
Who's talking about whitey tighties?
Oh, I see. You're full on.
Are you naked? Are you naked?
Want to know?
No.
They don't wear underwear in Dutchland.
We have a word for that here in Latin America, and it's called
going commando. No.
Salabasuda.
Yeah, salabasuda or whatever you said.
Yeah. Oh, you said it pretty well.
Thank you very much. That's what I do. That's how
I
roll.
Once you didn't exit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you this though.
Why do they call it going commando? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. Why is it called going commando?
I don't know.
It's because it's the way the warrior. No, it's the way the warrior does it. You know, it's commando.
Well, someone look
I think
up...
the Green Beret dude doesn't want a wedgie when he's dropping from a helicopter.
Yeah, I don't want to fight anybody naked.
Well, I mean, no, but you're not naked. You're in your pants. But you have any underwear. You're a warrior. You're
I'm with you.
It's adventurous. Brian, so I mean, you can say commando and make it sound... I mean, make it sound cool. Say commando.
Okay, commando.
Brian, did you see that?
Come on.
Did you see that Klingon on my...
Commando.
Did you see that Klingon on my blog that everybody said looked like you, the guy with the lumpy head?
Yes, that lumpy head. Thank you.
Looked like him. That was you, wasn't it?
That was awesome. I didn't realize it at the time, but after someone said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, that is Brian.
You know what I noticed looking around the Dragon Con website? They have a Miss Klingon beauty pageant.
Yeah, I love that.
And I made the mistake of looking at the pictures. I'm not sure I want to go anymore.
You'll only make that mistake once.
Well, hold on. Since we're talking about that now, let's talk about it. You, Obsidian, after a year and a half of scrimping, saving, and getting donations and working so hard to get here, you are attending Dragon Con this weekend. You leave what day? When do you leave?
I leave on Thursday.
Thursday. So you fly out to, let's see, tomorrow's Wednesday. So a couple days.
I leave on Thursday probably means I fly out on Thursday.
Oh, I see. And you'll be on your way here, and then it's Dragon Con Ahoy for you. And Brian, you're meeting up there with him in your car.
Correct.
For relatively no money compared to Obsidian's investment.
Yeah, minivan.
Okay. Awesome, dude. Are you going to ride around in his minivan? Oh.
No, I'm not supposed to do that with strangers. You know? I'm afraid.
Oh, you are. We're totally getting in the minivan. We're heading to Ruby Tuesdays, and we're going to get some veggie burgers.
Go to Ruby Tuesdays. Yeah, not these. But here's the thing. You guys need to make sure you record stuff and like do things, and you know this is a big deal. The only thing you're missing is me and my good looks, but other than that, it's going to be great.
So it's awesome. You know, it's going to be 10 times better without Scott.
Yeah, probably.
Why aren't you going, Scott? Are you like too poor?
Well, the company I work for is about to launch a major, huge web launch. Let's see, this Friday.
Is that the dating thing?
Yes.
Again?
Yes, but it's this whole TV show thing we're doing. It's crazy. I don't want to get too into it because it sucks, but it's all going to be this big deal, and I got to be around for it. So that's the main reason.
Now, that is the reason he's telling us, but the real reason is that Scott is not allowed to leave Utah.
Yeah, true.
You guys don't know enough about the state. Check it out on Wikipedia. Dot com. All right, let's move on. Let's talk. Okay, well, let's talk more about this. So when you guys go, Brian, you've been making fun of Lou Gossett Jr. on the show. I hear he'll be at the con. Are you going to get his signature or what?
I am. I'm going to talk to the guy. I love the guy. I think he's great.
Do you really?
Go Iron Eagles or whatever the crap it is.
All 17 of them.
Yeah.
I have like three celebrities I want to meet. I mean, there's Todd Lockwood. He's a great artist.
Yeah.
There is Tilk.
Tilk will be
how
there.
How can you not want to meet Tilk?
Yeah, you got to meet
Tilk.
He was
supposed to be there last year. He's there, yeah.
Yeah, why wasn't he there? What was his deal last year? Why didn't he show up?
He didn't say. He just didn't show up, the big jerk.
I'm probably going to try and meet him the last day.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to get kicked out after I lick him or something. Yeah.
You're going to lick Tilk, dude. That's like a big salt lick.
Yeah, lick the middle.
Maybe some of his... Maybe some of his Tilkness would
rub off on you. Sure. And, right up the middle. Mm-mm.
And I'm actually genuinely excited about meeting Ray Park. I mean, I actually do admire his work a lot.
Yeah, Ray Park is awesome. So, Brian, I'm leaving it to you. You got Obsidian, you need to ride him on this. You got to get lots of good bumpers for the show and stuff.
Well, I got to
ride him
Data
on the bumper.
Yeah.
Data's supposed to be there.
Oh.
Gotta talk to him. Yeah, he's too cool.
Yeah. Tell him you hated it every time he talked to Jordy on the show. Make sure you mention that.
Exactly. And also, Michael Shanks is going to be there, who my wife thinks.
Oh, yeah.
Michael
a
Shanks.
Sexy, hunky guy.
Who's he?
He's hot?
Yeah, wait. Who's Michael Shanks? I'm with Sebastian. I don't know who that is.
Isn't that the guy from Stargate?
Which
the nerdy guy.
Oh.
The nerdy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Jackson.
Yeah, he was in. He was on 24 last season, by the way.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Excellent.
But your wife thinks he's hot? I mean, the guy's on a show with Tilk, and she's looking at the
in her
other
defense,
guy?
Tilk does have a big tattoo thing on his forehead, so you know.
Yeah, which is why he didn't come last year. He was embarrassed.
So your wife is not into tattoos?
I don't guess so. I don't have any.
Yeah. But Brian has a big tattoo on his butt with an arrow pointing down that says exit only.
I have a tattoo.
Really? Where's that at?
On my left shoulder, a big skull.
Oh, all right, nice.
Nice. That's yeah, and he's supposed to be getting some more tattoo stuff while he's there, too.
I'm going to get an image of you and me saying, Scott sucks.
Yeah.
Scott, your butt.
Gotta be on my butt.
Yeah, that's nice. Why don't you get like a cyclops on one of your nipples or something like that? Do something cool like that. Big hairy-eyed cyclops thing. You know,
But I am going to get a lot more tattoos, though.
Really? You're going to do them there while you're there, all of them? Or are you just going to...
No.
Safe in Colombia? Or...
Yeah.
No, actually what I'm going to do is, while I'm in Atlanta, I'm going to look for a tattoo machine. I'm going to buy it. And here's the deal I made. See, basically, I have a tattoo design that involves pretty much half my body. It's my whole back, goes down my butt, and then goes down the leg.
Wow.
Now, the thing is...
Sounds like an accident I had once. Go ahead.
The thing is, I went in and, you know, saw how much it would cost me to do this tattoo, and it's a whole lot of money.
Oh yeah.
But it just so happens that China Doll, she wants to learn. I mean, she wants to be a tattoo artist. So I said, okay, I'm gonna go to Atlanta. Uh-oh. I'm gonna buy a tattoo machine for you. I'm gonna bring it to you. You learn how to do a tattoo. I mean, you do the whole learning process thing, and when you've learned.
When you get good.
Yeah. When you get good, you tattoo. I mean, you do my whole tattoo for free.
Wow. Look at
and,
that.
And actually,
is she going to practice on the other half of your body? Or
I think they practice on...
What's
she
going to do?
Wild
I think
pigs.
They practice cats. On dead pigs.
Shaved cats. I heard they practice on shaved cats. That's what I heard.
Well, cats and pigs, they have that good skin. You can totally do that, I've heard.
That's poor pigs.
No, dude. Pigs running around. Well,
like, have you seen that badass pig?
No, that pig's got like... Pig's got like...
No,
Judas
Priest
on his back.
Retro flames all over the pig.
Yeah, but no. They practice on dead pigs.
Oh, dead pigs. Okay. Because the regular pig's thinking, man, I got this like... I got this like a gang sign on my left shoulder. There's a Mario on the other side. And then they're going to make me into bacon anyway. So yeah, that's not a good life. Not a good life. Anyway.
So next time your steak has a Zelda tattoo, then you know why. Yeah.
Now, will you both be back next Tuesday for a new show so you can report on the convention and tell everybody how it went?
No, I'll be coming back to Colombia next Friday.
Oh, so where are you going to be that Tuesday?
Just around Atlanta, doing nothing. I mean,
just hanging out.
And they don't have internet there, do they?
Yeah, they probably don't.
In Atlanta? No. They haven't gotten internet yet, no.
No, they haven't heard of it. Oh, no.
Well, that would require O having some sort of portable computing device with him so he could
That's
call
what I was
in.
Wondering. Do you have a laptop or something?
Probably no, I don't have
How about a phone? Get a phone?
If you want to give me a laptop, feel free to take it.
How about a phone? You're going to buy like a prepaid, like the Bourne Ultimatum and just, kill three guys with it or whatever? Or what do you do when you come here? How do you communicate?
Is that movie any good? I mean, should I
yes,
watch that
it's
movie?
Very good. I loved it. I didn't. I was okay with the first two. Thought they were all right. They were fun. Whatever. This third one rocked.
Really good.
Yeah,
good.
Some of the best
that's
action.
How it was in the first two. The first two I thought were worth watching, but they didn't blow me away or anything.
Yeah,
but
this blew me away. This is easily the best action movie I've seen in a good long time.
Better than Die Hard 4?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
Ooh. Do I
need to rewatch the first two because I'm kind of fuzzy on my memory of the first
no,
two.
No, all you need to remember that is that he's trying to find his true identity and that's it. So if you remember that tiny bit from the first two, then that's all you need because you could really get right into it.
Well, if I didn't remember, you just reminded me.
Yeah, so there you have it. That's what I do. It's a service.
So what we're going to do is Brian is going to take a laptop and he's going to give it to me as a gift.
Yeah.
And
nice.
And I'll connect. I mean, I hope it's wireless. I mean, don't be cheap, Brian. Give me a wireless.
Yeah. Well, I do have some old
Go ahead,
laptops.
Brian. You do have some old ones?
Really?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of them that I did from a school thing, but where we had fixed a bunch of computers. But they're not the greatest in the world, but they will get you on the internet and probably can talk on talk to us and everything. I'll try to fix one up for you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. If you can.
Whoa, sort of take three or four.
Yeah.
It's a piece of crap. It's not like a Pentium.
You'll start a business in Colombia.
Yeah.
It's not like a Pentium 3-4.
Listen, if you want to take one down there, you somehow work it out, we'll try to do a show that way. If not, maybe I'll get Lynn on. It'll be me, Lynn.
It'll run Skype. Yeah.
Don't replace me.
No, not permanently.
Right? No. I mean, come on. No. This is what is going to happen. Brian is going to fix up a laptop. He's going to take it. I'm going to use it, and we're all going to be happy.
All right. Well, Brian, where are you going to be that Tuesday? You'll be back home, right?
I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back.
All right. You work it out.
Because I think I'll probably leave Monday morning from the con.
This is a good podcasting, Monday. Man. We're doing a little itinerary. We're figuring out all the locations.
Speaking
That's
of which, we
awesome.
Do need to have some way that if anybody is going, they need to let us know.
Oh, yeah. If any of you people listening.
If only we had some, international, method of sending each other messages. That would be great.
Yeah,
great.
But you see, Sebastian, the thing is, Scott, generally, Scott sucks.
Oh, dude.
He's busy petting his new Mac keyboard.
No. You see, the thing is, to Scott, it is difficult for him to conceive that there is a world outside of Utah.
Whatever.
So to him, we just live on the outer skirts of Utah. That's where we live to him.
Well, all I know is
undiscovered parts of Utah. That's
where
we live.
Some people like me, like General Ginger in the chat room says he worships me. I forgot to mention then that we have a chat room full of peeps. thank you, peeps, for being here. There's a whole bunch of you. I tried to do something tonight by password protecting things to keep the spammers of Ustream out of this. So we just have the regular spammers of Extra Life in there. we'll see how it all pans out. Anyway, good to have all of you here. And if any of you or anyone listening to the sound of my voice are going to DragonCon, please let me know at extraliferadio@gmail.com so I can let them know where you'll be and what's going on. And, well, it's more like I'll
we
let
can
you
hang
know
out.
Where they'll be. Yeah. Have
I
a little meetup.
The thing is, if you want to touch O, you got to touch Brian first.
Yeah, test it out on Brian.
that's the test you got to pass if you want to touch the O. First, you touch Brian.
Yeah. And by the way, someone in the chat room is using reverse psychology. Karant or something says, don't say my name. Too late. Okay. We have a contest for you chat room people here in a bit where we're going to do call-ins, and you won't believe how cool the prize is. Most of you know it, but we'll tell you in a minute. All right, so that's Dragon Con. Look forward to that. That should be really cool. Quick piece of advice. Do not post your pictures of yourself in high school on the internet. Moving on. that was a mistake.
That.
I took a lot of crazy heat. Not heat, not bad stuff.
Well, who would have funk it,
well,
Scott?
I was completely ridiculed.
I just got to finish Photoshop.
You see, Scott, the danger with posting your pictures from high school on the internet is that you run the risk that people will say, you know what, you look better back then.
Yeah, I know, but that didn't happen.
And you don't want that.
What happened instead is people asked me how I didn't get beat up with a haircut like that. And my answer to that was, my answer to that is simple. Everyone had a haircut like that. So nobody, the people that would beat you up had haircuts like that. We all had them. That's just the way we rolled.
So you got beaten up by people with mullets then.
I will admit nothing. Actually, being
you know what haircut I had in the 80s?
What?
Nothing.
Bald? Bald?
Was, no. I wasn't born bald. No, actually, yeah, I was born bald.
I was going to say, actually, yeah.
He came out of there with crystal gale hair.
No. Come on. Have you ever seen those babies that are like born with a full head of hair? That's disgusting.
Yeah. It is pretty nasty. Sorry, people with baby hair.
Well, wait, it's not nasty. It's just weird seeing a full-headed kid come out.
No, it's nasty. I mean, most.
Yeah, your kids only have half a head when they came out, right?
Yeah. They were kind of hairy, but anyway, go ahead.
No,
sorry.
My haircut was a full buzz cut, but I had like a little rat's tail in the back. It was
nice.
Awful.
Oh, God.
Dude.
It was awful.
That is awful. I'm sadly not impressed. I'll tell you what, I've said this before.
Oh, yeah, because your mullet
no,
was
no, no.
awesome.
I'll say this, I said this before. One of the people were like, dude, you probably got beat up all the time. I'm telling you, this is maybe even a topic for some show, but
you know what?
Being tall does not get you beat up.
No,
so true. So true.
Yeah.
I think me and Obsidian should post our
do it.
Our high school pictures.
I'll find my high school picture.
Do it.
Brian, I'll put it on the show tonight for the notes if you want, but I've seen that picture of Brian and when he's wearing the Klingon head, and that was pretty hot.
I'd actually have to go to my parents' house to get those pictures, but I'll produce them eventually.
Yeah, heaven forbid you visit your family. Good gracious, get over there. Okay, please do, because that would be great.
Bringing families together.
Yeah. It's more than enough.
Don't forget, no matter how skinny you are, if you're 6'4", people don't beat you up. You're fine. Just throwing that out there to the high school kids.
That's the advice, Obsidian. Just grow like a foot.
Yeah, no, people are beating you up.
I mean, I might have gotten my butt handed to me in that Kung Fu tournament, but I could still kick Scott's ass.
That's true. You probably could. Once you get me on the ground.
And the thing is, I'm like a whole foot shorter than Scott.
Dude, listen. I
mean, Taylor could kick his ass. What? Come on.
She does. Once I'm on the ground, I'm dead. That's it. That's all I can do. I can kind of hold my own while I'm standing, but if you get me on the ground, I'm out. I'm done. May as well just give the medal to because I'd be dead. Anyway.
The silver one.
So there's your Dragon Con. Don't post your pictures. Just got to say real quick, I'll have a bigger, fuller review next week maybe, but BioShock, damn, that game's good. So
where did that come from? that
has you crapping your fence again?
Just throwing it out there because it's really, really good. It's really great
stuff. I'm going to be buying BioShock when I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah, you just won't be able to play it for another four iterations of your computer. But I still am excited for you anyway.
No, actually, that is true. I'm going to buy BioShock, but when I come back, my computer is not going to be able to handle it anyway. I'm just going to have it here until I upgrade.
Yeah. Chat room people
have it on an altar somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's so good, dude. I can't say enough about it. It's just an awesome experience. Totally worth playing. And hurry up and go play it. Okay, let's do.
Did you have the Metroid already, or is that?
Oh, I wish I could play that.
Metroid will be out today for where I am, but I won't be able to play it for another day or two because I ordered it online, and it's just as well because I need to take the time to beat BioShock before it gets here.
Let me get this
straight. You're not going to beat BioShock before you get Metroid.
I got to, dude. I need to. I'm got to be pretty dang far. I don't know how many hours I've logged, but I've got to be pretty far. So I'm hoping.
So you make fun of me for saying Monday and Tuesday, but whenever you say something's coming out for a game console.
Touche, my friend. Touche. All right, Brian,
do you think if I buy Metroid Prime 3 but I don't buy a Wii, is that useless?
Yeah, it's pretty useless.
Pretty useless, but it's still Metroid free.
Yeah, you can't cram that into your...
I'd have it. I'd have it.
You can't cram that into your girlfriend's DS, that's for sure. Won't work.
Yeah. Well, you could once.
Yeah, one time, and then you're done. Then you're out. Brian, we got a call that I think is for you, dude.
Excellent.
Before we do your pile, because we're going to do a Brian's pile here shortly, but listen to this, it's weird.
A call on the show, that's a throwback.
Yeah, that's a throwback. Here it is, check it out.
IP relay RM9000 with a relay message. Message begins. Hey, this is Brian. Call me back. End of message. Thank you, IP Relay RF 9000. Goodbye.
Okay, I don't know what the hell that is.
What the heck is
did
that?
Did you do that? Was that you that
no,
did
I
that?
No, I didn't. That's funny.
I don't know what that is, man.
You know, there are more people in the world named Brian.
Well, no, but yeah. I don't know many of them. I know two Brians in my whole existence, and it must have been the other one if it wasn't
you. If I had called, it would have said, hello, this is a message from Hoochie Coochie. My call.
Yeah, you would have done something dirty or something.
Yeah, no, I would have probably just yelled dildo into the phone about 5 or 6 times.
You know, it would be
please
really
call dildo.
It would have been really funny because she would have to say it because she's not actually playing a recorded message.
Yeah,
she would have to say whatever it is you had her say. So it'd be like a short message from Obsidian. You're a freaking douchebag. Blah 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 blah.
No, she... no, no. It would be awesome. You know, you have a collect call from dildo.
Would you like to accept charges?
No, no. I do not accept charges. All right, let's do Brian's pile.
And now, a visit from Brian's pile.
All right, Brian, that redneck music is for you, buddy.
And I see you didn't take my recommendation that we would call it something else like I'm obsessed or something. I don't know.
It's
Brian's
because,
pile still,
it's because I haven't had time
that's
to
fine.
Change it. So Brian,
you're lazy, Scott. Just admit it.
It's going to be Brian's pile. But Brian is obsessed right now. He's obsessed with emulation to the degree that it's almost bad for his lifestyle, his marriage, and everything else.
I do that. I'm bad about obsessing about stuff. I've said that on the show before. But, yeah, I am bad about picking one thing. And it usually goes in 2 and 3 weeks intervals where I'll just get obsessed on something and I'll just won't stop, man.
So tell us about
wait
your.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you pick one thing and that you get obsessed with it?
Obsessed, yeah.
Yeah.
Like his nose.
Yeah. So what do you pick?
Sorry. I'm
this time
with
I picked Terminator.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
What? Who? Scabs. What?
Scabs.
All right.
Scabs.
Okay,
here
so
he goes.
What are you emulating?
All right. Let it, Brian.
Right,
Brian,
right now,
take
right
it
now.
Away.
Okay,
we're gonna let Brian explain
start
this.
From the beginning.
Yeah, he's gonna tell the
pandemonium.
Whole story. Okay, go ahead.
Let me start from the beginning.
Go
a few
ahead.
Weeks ago, I decided to consolidate all of my game systems because I got tons of those old game systems like PlayStation, Super Nintendo, N64, all that crap, and it's just cluttering up my room. It's, the consoles aren't too bad, but all the controllers with all the cables and stuff, they're a pain in the butt.
And you weren't
playing. I wish I had that kind of clutter here.
Well, anyway. Yeah. So I started going through all that crap. I took my PlayStation games. I got a whole pile of those. I wanted to make sure they were all in the right cases because I was thinking about taking them up to GameStop or whatever and
trading them in for
like $1.50 or something or a stick of gum. I don't know what the crap they'll give you. They won't give me much, though.
They don't give you much, no.
That's right. So I started flipping through them. I started going through. I was like, oh, Croc. Oh, cool. I used to love playing that. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater, Gran Turismo. Ooh, Ape Escape. Excellent. So, you know, I started thinking about it. Oh, man, I miss these games. I want to start playing these games again, but I can't hook all these stupid game consoles back up. So I thought for a minute, and I said, hey, I know Scott mentioned the other week that he'd been playing Wave Racer 64 on his Wii.
Yeah, dude.
He's been loving it.
Yeah, but what he does is he takes the CD, and he takes his Wii, and he sort of dangles it on it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got that on the virtual console. It's awesome.
It's
anyway.
A virtual console, exactly, which is it's just a fancy word for emulation.
You're right. That's true.
And so the most recent machine that I have is, you know, I have an Xbox. I have a couple hundred PCs. I have a few Macs. And so I said, hey, why don't I try to see if there's any emulators out there for the Xbox, for the PlayStation? Well, lo and behold, there is.
Yeah.
So if you have a modified Xbox, I have mine soft modded. You can Google that if you want to, soft mods for Xbox, and you'll find plenty of stuff on that.
And Microsoft doesn't care anymore, do they, about the original Xbox modding? I mean, they're not even paying attention to it.
I don't think they give a crap. I use it all the time for my media
center.
What
are they going to do anyway? Door-to-door search?
Yeah, they're not going to care.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have an Xbox? Yes. Can we see it?
360, they might, but I think
do you have a search warrant? I can get one if you want to.
All right,
it'll just slow them down.
Yeah.
So let's say you do have an Xbox sitting around, which you can pick up an Xbox for like $79 now at GameStop or something.
Cheap.
Got a whole buttload of them. Super cheap.
If you can find them.
Yeah.
Really? We got tons of them over here in the U.S.
Same here. Yeah, so, there's a buttload of Xbox. Original Xboxes are really easy to find around here.
You get yourself an Xbox, you modify it with the soft mod, and then you go to X-Bins, which is the big place where they keep all the secret Xbox stuff, because it's a pain in the butt to get to. You have to go to like an IRC chat to get a login and password for your FTP.
Yeah.
But there's articles in that too. Google X-Bins, and you'll see all kind of tutorials on how to do that. It's not really that hard. It's just a pain in the butt. But anyway, I did find one for my PlayStation games. It's called PCSX, and like I said, you can get that off X-Bins. And guess what?
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 I got Hydro Thunder. I ripped my ISO image of Hydro Thunder.
Yeah.
And put it on there, and it loaded right up.
No problems.
No problems.
That's too bad, because Hydro Thunder sucks rocks.
I love Hydro Thunder. So anyway, it really didn't play very well. And then I tried Ape Escape, and I found out, oh, you have to have the DualShock controllers. And so the controller I was using just wasn't working too well. So I finally had to give up on the PlayStation stuff. If anybody out there knows anything about a good PlayStation emulator for the Xbox,
you can emulate your PlayStation PC games on your PC.
Yeah,
and then connect a PlayStation controller via USB.
You can do
it. What fun is that? I want to sit on my couch.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of how I am with these things. That's how I am.
Well, use one of your many laptops.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but anyway, the thing.
And the TV out to the TV.
That lasted for about a day, but that emulation didn't go too well. But so then I decided to look and see what else they had on X-Bins. Well, they had one.
So wait a minute. Is this a Brian's pile about something that doesn't work?
Yeah, can you believe
no,
it?
No, that's why I only wanted to briefly go over that
Brian's
one.
Brian's pile of crap.
If you're trying it, because it took me almost a couple hours for PCSX, I wouldn't waste my time with it. There's only support certain games. I don't think it worked too hot for me. So, but the games that do work are the ones for the SNES. Because I really wanted to get hooked up with some Mario stuff.
Yeah.
We've been playing all kind of Mario crap. We've been playing
Super Mario World. Oh, it's a good game,
yeah,
dude.
All the Super Mario stuff we played.
Yeah.
The kids are loving that. And we hooked up the Super. No. Sorry. The N64. We got that.
Yeah. And that works.
And that works, and it is awesome, because the graphics really aren't as bad as you might remember.
No, dude, I'll tell you what.
Yes, they are.
That's actually true of Wave Race. I don't know if you guys have played it recently. Brian, you have, because you've emulated. But that game holds up extremely well over time. It's kind of shocking, actually, how well that game
has held up. And I
tried
a couple different ones, and if you're looking for a good one, Surreal 64, and you'll get that at X-Bins also. It works great. I was able to play Paper Mario, Mario 64, Hydro Thunder.
Hydro Thunder. Finally got that to work. Thank freaking goodness.
There's all kinds of great games for that. Yeah. But I'll give Scott some links to put in the show notes for how to get to these emulators and get on it. And one of the things I think we should all try on here is ZNES, which is for the PC.
Yeah.
And I guess we could also do it on the Mac.
That one is awesome. Actually, I play on that all the time.
Yeah, I know that one.
You can actually connect to other players and play things. And I would like for us to get on here and play Mortal Kombat 3.
I would love to see us. I got that emulator. I use it all the time to play Mario games.
Do you have Mortal Kombat 3?
Can we all play that?
Oh, I can download it.
Yeah.
We can all play
it.
That version has online multiplayer.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. I've got Mortal Kombat. Well, I have Mortal Kombat 3 for my 360. Obviously, that's still just being emulated, and I, of course, paid money for it, but and that game supports multiplayer, but I had no idea that the emulated stuff would do that. I figured that would all be broken in there.
No, it works great on but you have to have a PC. I haven't found anything for the Mac that works. It all has to be PC stuff.
Yeah,
so I will make no comments about that.
Yeah,
poo on Mac, right?
Yeah, poo on Mac.
But you can.
That's okay. More for the rest of us. More for the rest of us. Sorry, go ahead.
No, my favorite place to get ROMs, and of course, the legalities of ROMs and whether you should be able to get them or not, it's very sticky because, you know, Nintendo wants to make money off this stuff because they're selling Wave Racer for 10 bucks?
Yeah, they do actually own the rights to these things. I mean,
exactly.
It's not like they just...
But if you already own a copy of the game on a cartridge...
Yeah, but why the crap do you want to make money off of old Nintendo games? I mean, aren't you guys making enough
greedy
Wii sales?
Dude, they make plenty of money. The VC console sales are through the roof. They're doing just fine. But I would actually agree with Sebastian on this point. If you already own that game,
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with you emulating it anyway. I don't care. I just don't like doing that stuff on my computer.
Supposedly,
that's why I have a big problem with the virtual console.
No, but supposedly if you own a game and you download a ROM for an emulator, it's not illegal. If you own a game, you have the right to have the ROM.
You're correct. That is correct. That is not illegal to do that. What is illegal is for you just to grab the stuff for free, and since you can't, nobody can regulate it. You're just kind of, it's willy nilly. Anybody can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Now, that's why I have a problem with the virtual console as well, because I don't want to be paying for all the games that I already own on, like the NES and the SNES and the N64 again, because I already bought those games.
Yeah, but it isn't like, see, here's how I justify it, okay? This is just my own thing. Here's Wave Race. I bought it back in the day.
Your opinion always sucks. Okay, let's
I bought it back in the day. It was like $39 new. I bought it when it came out. So I played it on my N64 like crazy. A couple of weeks ago, I no longer have the N64. Those games are long gone. I don't own them, don't have them. They're not here anymore. So I paid an extra $10. So I paid $49 total for a game I really like. Big deal. It's not a huge deal to me. However,
it is to me.
Well, I know it is to you. But that's because, well, how many pesos is $10? It's like 50 billion pesos in a donkey.
24,000 or so?
Yeah, some crazy number. But no, I have zero problem with, if people want to emulate, do it. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, but I love the VC experience is actually pretty smooth. And I'm not buying every game under the sun, but I'll pick up the occasional one that I can sit on my butt and play on TV wirelessly and, you know, have a good time with it. But you know what? Otherwise, emulate your heart's content. All right, Brian, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. Go ahead and bitch on, people.
Bitch on. Actually, I think the interesting thing is, as a business model, I mean, it's easy to say, well, I don't like the VC, the virtual console thing, or even the Xbox 360 Live Arcade, because they're just making money on games that were 20 years old and they've already made their money and now they're making it again. Well, people are buying them, so it's a perfectly reasonable business proposition.
Well, I mean, they still have to distribute them. They still have to pay for the hosting and whatnot. And
That stuff all costs. So. But even then, even if none of that costs anything, I don't fault them for making money. They're not screwing anybody over.
Well, you know what? What they should make is that the Wii should come with different little ports on the side. And, you know, okay, so here's the port for the Nintendo games. Here's the port for the N64 games. Here's the for Super Nintendo games.
Dude.
You got all these little ports on the console.
Can you imagine how
ugly I would buy a peripheral that would allow me to insert my old cartridges. I would buy that peripheral.
That I would do. Okay, that's actually kind of a cool idea. Now, if it was all built in like Obsidian's saying, that's one damn ugly toaster. Nobody's buying
that. Who cares?
That.
Who cares if it's ugly? You can play all the games.
Yeah,
who cares if it's ugly?
Well,
I mean, what do you want? To just like put the Nintendo game in the CD tray and just jam it in?
All right, hold on. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We are at the halfway point, a little over. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our full, complete, and interesting, I promise, Leipzig conference coverage. Yavor, nein, schnell. This is why... This is primarily why we have Sebastian with us tonight. He's going to talk to us about his visitation of said conference and what he saw while in Germany when our program continues.
Fishy what happened to me on that ladder.
You mean, but there's a fish, there could be a penguin.
But wait, it happened at sea. See? Sea for Catwoman.
Yet, an exploding shark was pulling my leg.
The Joker. It all adds up to a sinister riddle. Riddler. Riddler? I'm so tired.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Thanks for hanging around and not leaving. We're back to the show.
That's full of energy.
It's pretty exciting, I know.
That's a snoozer.
Yeah, I had a funny story to tell you, but I've completely forgotten it. So let's just
tell it.
No, I can't remember it. It's happened earlier today, and I can't remember. I'll put it on a diary.
I nearly ran over a prostitute today. Does that count?
You ran over a prostitute?
That counts.
I nearly did.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I know what I was going to tell you.
Go down for mine.
He said prostitute, and you remembered.
No,
okay,
that's a funny
story I need to hear.
You're going
to
laugh when you hear why, too, but I'm playing.
Okay, yeah, give us your prostitute story.
I'm playing Bioshock, and I took a picture of this, so I'm going to put it up on the blog and see if it's true or not.
So you're playing Bioshock with a prostitute?
No, I'm playing Bioshock, and I swear.
As a prostitute.
I swear to you, I see a piece of architecture in the game that was made to look like that Goatsy guy. With the bum, with the bum squeeze. So I've got it, and I need to just post it online. You guys can look at it and see what you think. Anyway, you know
that
what?
Is horrible.
Even the most innocent, like non-experienced, sort of, you know, people have never been offended by anything. Everybody I know has been tricked into looking at that once or twice.
Yeah.
It's the
you know,
funniest
the
thing.
Fun thing is that
you've been tricked into looking at it like 10 times, right?
You know, the fun thing is that Scott feels the need to clarify that it's not his fault that he knows what Goatsy is.
No, I'm not. That's not why. I just think it's interesting because everybody knows what it is. Everyone. It's shocking to me what people know. I'll run into some guy, straight laced dude in a suit. You just swear would never see such a thing. And somehow it'll come up and he'll say something about how he's seen the. The guy,
hey, Mom.
He doesn't,
how does your conversation go when you end up talking how somebody saw the Goatsy dude?
Well, it's like he said it this way.
What are you talking about with businessmen,
yeah.
Dude?
He's like, how does that come up?
No, he's like, my brother-in-law sent me a link. And he doesn't even know the name of it. He'll say, my brother-in-law sent me a link one time. I clicked it, and lo and behold, it was a gentleman's bumhole right there on the screen. And I'm like, oh, boy.
All men on the planet have... bumholes, as you say. Yes. How do you know for sure?
All women have bumholes too, dude.
How do you know for sure it was the Goatsy one? Huh?
I don't know. All right,
this has been the most tasteful show.
Yeah, we got to move on because I'm going to get hate mail about how we reverted into poop talk again.
We talked about the Goatsy for like 20 minutes.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about Leipzig.
Talk about these Germans.
So wait, you went to Leipzig. You did it for work, correct?
Well, I write reviews for a website, and we had a delegation go there, like five men.
And you were part of this delegation of five men.
Yes, I was. All right, was the driver.
So let's start from the top. Are German women as hairy as I believe them to be? Just kidding. You don't have to answer that.
Well, not these.
No.
They shaved.
Yeah, some of those girls at that show, holy crap, they didn't know how to do booth babes in Germany. Jeez. That's kind of shocking. But anyway.
It's not the E3, dude. They have women there.
They actually have girls.
And they're... mostly naked.
Well, tell me, if you could and would, give us some highlights. What were the things that kind of jumped out at you at this conference that impressed you or kind of blew you away?
I would have to say Blizzard's presence. They had the new Wrath of the Lich King playable for everybody.
Wow.
That was able to stand in line for 4 hours. They also had StarCraft II there, which they had at BlizzCon, I think, as well.
Playable as well.
That
right?
was
Is that playable as well, or is it just there?
Playable as well. If you were able to stand in line for 4 or 5 hours, then you could play that.
Yeah. Were you able?
I didn't.
Why do we have this wimp on the show?
He didn't even play the game? No, it's fine. I'm sure you played plenty of games.
I had appointments all day, man.
Hours. Yeah. I bet you stood in line for Pac-Man.
actually, for 5 hours. No, but the thing is that I could have even waved my press pass, and they would have let me by, but I had, like, all crap to do. I just couldn't go there.
Yeah, plus in
so
your
I
country...
I had meetings with people and interviews and, like, previews and stuff.
Yeah, in your country...
So
they
walks
it,
by the booth and goes, I've got places to be!
Don't they call Pac-Man... Yeah,
exactly.
But he has to say it with
I was
the
hitting
accent.
Myself.
He stands there.
I've got places to be, man.
I had a good joke, but I'm giving up. I'm not telling
you. Yeah,
that.
That's like a mixture between German and Jamaican.
I'm not telling my joke. You guys completely ruined my joke.
You had a joke?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is there a show going on? Who the hell are you people? All right. So
is this thing on?
So what was the... So
I'm still talking.
Yeah, so those are highlights. Tell us what else in like the PC world that looked interesting. Anything outside of Blizzard?
Far Cry 2.
Oh, yeah.
Looks amazing.
That's on the...
Which one?
Is that based on the...
Far Cry 2.
Yeah, Far Cry.
Oh, Far Cry 2. Crisis.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, no, no. Far Cry 2.
Yeah, but it's based on the Crysis engine, though, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, okay.
But that looks amazing.
Yeah.
What else? What else? I hear that the colonization, new colonization game is looking awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Universe at War, RTS, looks stunning.
Is it an outer space deal?
Stunning. Kind of
something in space?
Stunning. It's, stunning. It's all on Earth.
Oh.
But it's three alien races fighting out like this ancient war right on Earth, and we're stuck in the middle and helpless.
Wow. Sounds very, like I've never heard
alien
that before.
Predator.
Yeah. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, something like that, but then with a third alien,
that's,
yeah.
It's where E.T. goes, comes into the whole phrase.
Goes ballistic.
Yeah, E.T. comes...
Dude, Brian, that's the worst ET impression ever. But I love
that. That's what he does whenever he goes to run for the. That's what he does whenever he's out in that little barn and he runs through the cornfield.
Yeah, I guess he does.
Why don't you just do?
I never understood that.
Home
they had a cornfield. Where the crap did the cornfield come from, and where'd it go? Because they lived in the city.
Yeah.
But he's running this cornfield in the backyard.
Yeah, that was weird.
Did that confuse anybody or just me? Yeah. All right, whatever.
Anyway,
just you.
Yeah, it's just you. So let's move to consoles. What did anything blow your mind? Let's start with the PS3. What was looking good there?
Uncharted, Drake's Fortune, awesome.
That does look good.
That is just shaping up to be a very good game.
Yeah. Did you play hands-on? Had some time with it, or just
No. Other people went there, but I saw the video and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry 24, that was there.
You're hoping. You
not
wish.
Playable.
Yeah, you wish.
Not playable.
Yeah. They're working on a electric sock
attachment. I remember playing the first Larry game a lot.
Trying to get the girl naked.
Nice. Now I have to go put a rooster in.
The girl naked.
Damn it. All right,
you
so
let's Scott emulate
like
that.
To make your like, I'm your bane in your existence,
yeah,
Scott.
Giving me some good work to do. So on the PS3, you got that. Did they show off the Little Big Planet at all? Because that's one I've got.
Yeah. Another guy went there as well. He played around with it for like 10 minutes. He said it's awesome. It's great fun.
Yeah.
So that should be good.
Yeah. Anything else on the PS3 that jumped out?
Well, I'm still a big fan of Lair and Heavenly Sword.
Yeah. Which those are both out now. Well, let's see. At least Heavenly Sword is. And the reviews aren't like insanely high. I mean, not that reviews are all there is to know in the world, but they seem about on par with with a good game. 7.5s, 8.0, so it's looking pretty good. That still looks like a pretty solid game to me.
Okay, and the one I almost forgot, how could I, because it's a Dutch game, it's Killzone 2.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
How's that looking? That's your controversial title.
Why is it controversial?
Well, remember the whole E3-05 when they showed the footage and claimed it was real time? It's that whole thing. So that kind of stuff dogs it, but it still looks like a pretty good game.
Well, you know, if you look at the game footage right now, it looks stellar.
Yeah. Well, that's good. How about 360? How did it perform on the show floor?
Pretty good, actually. I went and saw Assassin's Creed demoed, which is one of the things that I really want to be playing right now and not just looking at a guy playing.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a demo for that. Well, there are still a few like minor glitches in like the collision detection where he grabs some ledge that's not there or he misses it. Exactly, or he goes through a wall, but you know that's just a minor thing, and I don't even care. I just want to play that demo. I just want to play it.
Yeah, it does look great. I'm getting tired of them dragging Jade out every 10 minutes and having just a hot chick talk about the same demo over and over. But it sounds like they're finally getting to the end. They're going to quit sandbagging and actually release that game and let everybody play it.
Well, it should be out in like I think November or something. So it's not that long of a wait.
Couple months.
It's just I'm tired of waiting. I want that game in my hands.
Yeah. Now I'm worried. Are you worried at all that in the end we're going to be playing Splinter Cell in the desert a little bit, or do you think, or from the demo you
well,
saw?
Well, no,
is
because
it...
it's not going to be at night.
Oh, or...
and not green.
Yeah, and there's no Michael Ironsides to help make it all go down easier.
Exactly. I might be in there. I don't know. Maybe he's got like a small voice part.
What did you see? Now I know you had a chance to play around with the Wii Fit, and you're telling me it's not all that. Tell us what you think about that thing.
Well, you know, it's I'm just not as blown away by it, by the whole experience, as I thought I would be. I thought it would be more entertaining than it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
like work.
That was. Excuse me.
Would more you... like work.
That ain't
work
good.
Out. Yeah. No, it was just not really there. You know, it's like it was kind of there, mm-hmm. but not exactly there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Please, Sebastian. I must ask, where exactly is there when you say it's not there?
This is O's MO, dude. This is what he does. This is what he does for Extra Life Radio. He sits back and waits for somebody to say something.
I don't know. I just can't say.
Yeah.
One thing that I did play around with, though, was Metroid, which is awesome.
Yeah,
Buy it quickly. Yeah. Buy it often.
Can't wait to play
like 4
it.
Or 5 times on a virtual
console.
No,
I am going to buy it, even though I don't have a Wii. Just to have it.
It is just awesome. They have the motion sensing like all down. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They have great gestures to you know, flip off the enemy and open doors. It's
you can
just
flip
awesome.
Off the enemy?
You can totally throw the bird.
No, but it's a great gesture, isn't it?
It would have been awesome, though.
I was like, whoa, I haven't heard of that feature. That hasn't been in any of the reviews
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, see that monster? See that monster? Here you go, monster. Yeah, flipping you off. Flipping you
like
off.
Take that, yeah. I'm sure that Exosuit doesn't have that, like... dexterity to flip somebody off.
No, I'm sure.
But I didn't play Galaxies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Mr. Mario fanboy.
I really
it
want
was
that
playable,
game.
But I was playing around with Metroid for more than I could, you know, poke a stick at. So
yeah.
I didn't really have time to also play the Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's looking good too.
I know.
I have to tell you, it's a happy time of year for Nintendo fans. Both those games just look insane. Sorry, Brian. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let's probably release the preview trailer for that just a little bit too early. Well, I guess I really did because it's kind of a sneak. I guess somebody must have got it last year at the E3.
The Mario game you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mario Galaxy. I've seen video footage of that thing almost, what, like 6 to 8 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that. I remember seeing videos from Mario Galaxy before the Wii came out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about it for a long, long time, and everything points to,
so
to
true.
Good. Yeah, all
just
points
play
to
it.
Good, so it'll be fun. I can't wait.
Well, whatever you do, do not spend money for Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. That is a load of crap.
Oh, yeah. It looks like poo. No interest.
Really, it's a work of crap. I mean, come on. It not only is it only just, you know, it's 7 games, I think. 7 mini games. They're not even linked together. There's no, like, Olympic schedule where you can... No, Link's not in there. No, there's no, like, interlinking, like, theme. There's no mode for, like, playing all 7 games and doing a championship. It's just 7 games once.
Wow, that's dumb.
It's horrible.
That sounds dumb.
And it's relatively unplayable, you know. You have to do the 100-meter dash or I don't know how long in yards.
Plus, Sonic would kick Mario's butt every time anyway. It's so stupid.
Well, he should. He does have, like, different stats for speed. But, you know, you have to shake the Wiimote and the nunchuck, like, up and down for running. And then you slap yourself in the face with the cord each time, you know, because it's shaking all
but,
around.
But, you know, men... I believe men should have an unfair advantage of that game if you have to shake something up and down repeatedly.
Dude, are you freaking nasty?
This game was made for me.
Different type of shaking, Obsidian.
I've been training all my life.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, that's an excellent report. We want to now take calls. I'm going to have to pause because I forgot to bring the phone up to speed. Hold on a second. Let's take some calls here. The number to call, chat room people, is 801-471-0GOB. G-O-B. Call now, and let's see if you have any questions for Sebastian, any video games he may have seen, and a few of you may be lucky winners of custom ringtones from Scott Fletcher.
I'm having a credit card reader installed in my butt crack.
So,
darn it, I want to win custom ringtones.
Yeah, that's cool.
But you can, because you're a guest on the show.
You're ineligible.
Ha-ha, sucks to be you.
Arr.
Hi, who's this?
Old man Frank.
Oh my gosh, dude. You got in first. Yeah, no kidding. You're amazing. You get this every time. Every week we can count on you somehow getting in. It's amazing. So how you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing pretty darn good, actually. I just got a promotion at work.
Oh, that's good, darn it. Do you have a question about any of the games that that our good buddy over here may have seen while at Leipzig?
Actually, I want to voice a concern for Obsidian about Dragon Con.
All right, what is that?
You see, back in the day, when I was really young, my buddy Roscoe went to a Dragon Con. It turns out dragons are pretty hard to con. So, he got eaten.
All right. What do you think, Ode? Are you gonna try to con any dragons while you're there?
Well, no. You see, that's why I'm going with Brian. He does that work. Now, here's
the
thing.
He's the con master.
Yeah, well, he cons the dragon, I go behind him, and I steal the dragon's balls.
Dude. I'm sure they'd notice.
It's not the dragon's balls!
Oh, here comes another one. Here we go. Who's this?
Hey, this is James from Nobody's Listening.
Well, hello, James from Nobody's Listening. I love your podcast, by the way.
Awesome.
No, nobody's listening.
It's right.
I don't know. I was going to do an old man Frank's impression if I got it first, but the real guy beat me to it.
Yeah, the real old man Frank's beat you to the punch. But that's okay.
With the Dragon Con and the Dragon Balls, was there a Z anywhere on the Dragon Balls?
Anywhere on the Dragon Balls, was there a Z visible on the balls of the dragon? Oh, that's terrible sounding. Wow.
It's horrible.
Testicles of the dragon. Hey, did you have any Leipzig questions or any other general questions for us?
Absolutely not. I'm just a poser geek, so I just listen to podcasts so that I can wax my Dragon Balls, I suppose.
That's excellent.
I can wax insightful on geek topics.
All right, well, you keep that chat room under control, will you? Spam fest in there.
It's horrid.
Yeah, it's
horrid.
Bad. All right, good luck to you. All right, that was... Hello? You guys there?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
What?
I'm here.
So
I'm
far,
here.
No questions about... Oh, here's one. Let's see who this is. This is...
about Leipzig.
This is the second-to-last call I'm taking. This comes from California. Let's see. Hello, Vince. Is this Vince?
Oh, yeah. I got on.
Yeah, you did. How's it going, man?
Good.
Good. We're glad you called. Did you have a question at all?
Yeah. I wanted to know if you saw anything about, like, Halo 3.
Anything about Halo 3? Tell us about Halo 3 there, Sebastian Vanderbeek.
They had a Halo 3 Ferris wheel.
Really? That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm not kidding. Not even kidding. No, they had a Ferris wheel where you could like sit in the little booth and then watch a video of Halo 3.
I know why that is. I know why that is. American,
why?
Because the American executives at Microsoft are sitting around going, so what the hell do you think they'll like over there down to the Germany? I think they like a good Ferris wheel. That seems dumb to me. That seems really dumb.
Oh, it was pretty
dumb.
Cool. They had a few of the buckets were like hands-on. So, you know, there was just random.
Yeah.
You'd either have a video or you could have a hands-on 20 minutes for as long as the Ferris wheel would turn.
Yeah. These guys in the chat room think I sound like Bush just then, but apparently... Yeah. Apparently I did. All right, one last call. We'll take the next call. This will be it.
Well, don't misunderestimate the little voice, you know?
Yeah, don't misunderestimate anything. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Scott?
He just said it was Bungo.
Hey, how are you? How you doing, dude?
Pretty good. How about you, man?
I couldn't be better. It's just so good to have you call. Are you excited that you got in?
Yeah, man. I've tried to get on the show like millions of times, and
well, here's your big chance.
Well, the only time I see anything from me is whenever I get pictures of Brian dressed up as a Klingon.
That's true. That's true. Do you have any questions for us tonight?
No. Just want to tell you guys are doing a great show. Keep up the good work, and looking forward to the Geeks poster once you get it finished.
Well, thanks, man. I'm getting close. In fact, I've got a list of about 20 more that are already set. I got a couple of variables, but I am dang close to that thing, so it'll be awesome.
Hey, you know the one I'm looking forward to.
Oh yeah, baby.
Well, I gave the option of having a engineer geek.
That's right. See, that's cool. If you guys out there come up with a really good idea for a geek name, you might actually get one on the poster. It may even supersede the ones I already have planned. So take it from him, dude. He's the man. So way to go. Nice job on that.
That's all, man.
All right, man. Take it easy. All right. That's the last of the calls. Only had really one or two, like, actual Leipzig calls. That's okay.
Only one.
I did have a crappy movie of the week, but we're going to save that for next week because we ran out of time. It's just how we roll.
It's a crappy movie of next week.
It's the crappy movie of the future, which is future sport. Anyway.
You cannot review future sport in the crappy movie. This is disrespectful.
It won't be. It'll. Be,
I have like 80 shows ago.
It'll be for real. Yeah, that's true. Didn't we do that? We did that already.
Yes, we did. I did.
You did.
But this movie is sacred to me.
Yeah, we know about your sacred movie. Yeah. All right, well, that's going to about do it for this week's Extra Life Radio. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Special thanks to Rob Goobers for our theme, Sebastian for being here, and for our mashups. To Brian and for O, without them, forget it. Content help comes to us from Mark, from Rico, and others. Thanks to GoDaddy. Thanks to YouBuyNow.com if you want to be a part of the show. Call us, 801-471-0GOB. That's zero gob. And leave us a voicemail. We'll be glad to play it on an upcoming episode of the show. You can also email audio comments and written stuff to extraliferadio@gmail.com. For everything else, visit myextralife.com and check out the forums, check out the blog. Be a part of the ever-growing community. And we'll see you guys next week for show 150.
See the vapors fading as they stare into the night. Every time it's getting harder to be buttoned up so tight. Don't do anything to us today.
Hello, Scott and crew. This is Kevin Grant, loyal listeners for about a year, and my first time calling in. I have a request for everyone. Well, especially O. Sing the Mario theme. I want to hear that in chorus. That would make a great ringtone. That's all. How are the graphics?
Hey, X-Life Radio. This is Minsk, calling from Finland. I'm a big, big fan, calling for the first time. I wanted to comment on last episode because I'm kind of disappointed in you guys. Not once did you mention Hurricane Deep, or who the hurricane's name reminded us all of. Frankly, Scott, you gotta be careful now, because Utah may very well be hit in retribution by another storm called Hurricane Kane. Oh, shouldn't be in any danger, though, because, well, he already rocks you like a hurricane. That's all from me. Hope to hear this on next week's show. Nakameen!
Hey, is garbage gonna do the same thing as, like, bad Cabbage Patch version?
Hey, Scott, Obsidian, and Brian. This is Cody calling. I had a question for Obsidian. I was just wondering what kind of martial arts he does, because I myself am in Shotokan karate. I'm a third Q brown belt. And, yeah. So, bye.
Hey, Scott, this is Peter from Iowa. Just wanted to ask you, how could you not include the Back to the Future theme song on your list? Man, that's like one of the best themes of movies ever. That and Lord of the Rings. I would have loved that. Anyway, man, good show. We'll do good work. See ya.
Treks in Sci-Fi.
All systems operating.
Star Trek episode reviews.
Scotty, beat me up.
Science fiction discussion.
Distribution modes. This is not a computer simulation.
Reviews of sci-fi collectibles.
Make the necessary preparations.
The Jedi's drink flows from the Force.
Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast at www.treksf.com.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Hey, this is Brian. Call me back. End of message.